Soundstage 9 is El Paso's first artist development studio that offers climate control rehearsal rooms, a recording studio, and music lessons. In a short time, they've made quite the impact on our creative community, and today we welcome Roger Barraza and Jaime Aranda, the forces behind this endeavor. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
So
appreciate it.
I came up in the music community, and this is an idea that everybody's always talked about, but you guys have actually pulled off.
Luckily, I guess it happened at the right time. You know, we had the idea for a while, for a couple of years, and we wanted to bring it to life. And I guess it was the right time just because El Paso is changing.
Yes.
It's progressing. And so it happened at the right time, and just it's been working out.
So how long have you guys been toying with the idea before actually doing it?
Before we hit, like, 2010, a little before that.
Wow.
It's been a couple of years, and it all started with the idea of a rehearsal room. Just because we've been in bands and we were always struggling with trying to find a place to practice.
Right.
And this was before the storage units became cool or popular. So
I don't know. I've been to many a punk show in a storage space, just so you guys know.
They're good, but we wanted to offer something more professional and a better setting that we've...
That isn't scary or sketchy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the weather, you know, like if it's really cold, if it's cold outside, then it's going to be really cold in there. Like, if it's hot, then it's really
super
hot.
Super hot in there.
And then you can't really hear yourself like the way you should, you know?
Right.
So, so we thought about it. We're always like, man, we should set up a rehearsal space for everybody. You know, we can use it, and then everybody can use it, like the other bands that we know. And then from there, I mean, I moved to Dallas. And then while I was out there, I kind of got familiar with the scene. And there's music schools out there, performance-based.
Right.
And so we just talked about it. Jaime and I talked about it, and we were like, let's just put everything together. You know, a rehearsal space, a school,
recording studio,
and let's just do all in one, you know? And then just...
One-stop shop
kind of deal.
And here you are. I mean, I was looking through the list. So if I wanted to learn how to play the accordion, I could come to you guys.
Yes, mm-hmm. We actually, it's a high demand here in El Paso,
accordion.
So we got an instructor, and the classes start on February 18th.
Now, question, do you BYO accordion, or do you have accordions? How does that work?
We have accordions, but it's better if you have your own, just because it's a pretty complex instrument.
Right.
So it's better that you have your own so you can go home and practice.
Yeah, you really need that time with it. So that way you come back for your lesson and you can, you know, keep progressing and learning your instrument.
And is it all ages or?
All ages.
All ages.
We do all ages because we wanted to, initially we set up, like we said, okay, from ages 8 and up for whatever instrument. But then a lot of people have younger kids and then some kids pick it up. They're easy, they're better or faster learners, or they just have it in them, you know. So we didn't want to set that, you know.
No boundaries.
No boundaries. We have 4-year-olds that are drumming.
Drummers.
I love that story.
They're twins.
Yeah, they're twins. So we were like, no, let's just, you know, if they want to learn, and if, you know, we'll work with them and hopefully they can grasp, you know, and just go from there.
So you can learn, I have a list here, and you guys can tell me. You can learn accordion. If you want to learn how to DJ, you can learn that as well. Are you talking serratos? Are you talking vinyl?
Vinyl. All of it. Actually,
the advanced serrato.
Yeah, DJ One Man Jazz is our DJ.
Okay.
And he's pretty, you know, all like well-rounded. He goes from like the beginning, like from the fundamentals up to
like the advanced.
Know, yeah.
I might need to get in on
the nice
that,
like
actually.
Scratching and, you know,
vinyl too, showmanship. Just the buttons, you know. Yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Now you've got, of course, guitar, bass, drums, piano, violin, and then people can learn to rap.
Yeah, people
freestyle.
Can learn to rap.
Yeah.
yeah, just because I mean, we have a lot of rappers or people who aspire to be rappers here in El Paso.
Of
we just
kind of
want to, if you want to learn something that has to do with the music industry, we want to be involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, because we also do saxophone.
Right. Oh, I saw that's not on my list.
Yeah. we just want to be able to help, you know, all kinds
be
of
open
artists.
To new ideas.
It doesn't matter what genre, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Just spoken like a true creative. If you have an idea, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What can happen,
you never know.
Right?
It's always...
Yeah, we're here, so why not?
Now, speaking of you never know, I saw that Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull's band stopped by to rehearse at your space.
Yeah, there's one of the... They're the band that's playing on tour with them.
Uh-huh.
And they stopped by... actually, after they came here, they were on their way to Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm. And they stopped by. They somehow got a hold of us, and they love the place, which is really cool because that just kind of makes it more like, okay, you guys are,
you're legit.
Yeah, we're doing a good job with you know, we have like pretty much everything they need, and so we're excited about it. We were happy that they were happy.
Now, if I'm in a band and I'm looking for a rehearsal space, how do I go about talking to you guys about it?
Pretty much just giving us a call and coming by, and because we've been really busy, we have the lessons record, and we also have recording sessions. So just so we can secure a slot for you, and that way, plan it out, and then you can.
And then you can go ahead and go with it.
They can come in and like secure, even if they want to do it for like a month, they can come in. You know, they'll book their session, and that way, that time is available for them.
And they can just do what they want.
Yeah, we give them there's a room in the back where we have a stage, and they can pretty much make use of it, whatever they want to do, whether they want to be on the stage or even if they want to practice just on the
right
the
just floor. Yeah, jam out.
They can do whatever they like back there.
Now, you guys are located on the east side of town on Pelicano. What's the closest intersection, or how do we tell people how to get to you?
George Dieter.
There's a Big Eight right there.
Yeah, it's right down the street.
Down the street.
So if you find a Big Eight on George Dieter and Pelicano, you're close to Soundstage 9.
Yes.
And but your actual address is 11601 Pelicano Drive, Suite E5. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And if people want to find you, now I've been following you on Facebook. I find that the easiest way to keep in touch with you guys and kind of see the day-to-day. Mm-hmm. But I know you have a website, and it's soundstage9.com. Any other ideas or, you know, anything else? What else do you guys have up your sleeves?
We have some really cool stuff up our sleeves. You know, we are an artist development studio, so it only makes sense that we do some other stuff that we want to offer. And
some other services to our students.
For our students. So we haven't announced it yet officially, but
something's coming.
Yeah, yes. Something really cool is coming, and we're really excited about it. Mm-hmm. Especially for... We have a lot of, like, young talent.
There's a lot of young talent.
Yeah, like, raw talent, like, crazy. And so the parents always tell us that they didn't know where to take their kids, you know, because they don't know, you know, where do we go? How do we help them develop what they have, you know? And so, we're just glad that we came, into the scene, and now we can help with that, you know?
Well, we're glad that you came into the scene, and now all these kids get to grow up, you know, with an outlet and, you know, somebody to kind of mentor them and try out everything. Who knows? You might want to start out an accordion player and end up a DJ.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for taking the risk. I think it's really neat what you're doing.
Thank you.
And you know, wish you nothing but success. If you want to learn more about Soundstage 9, you can follow them on Facebook or check them out online at soundstage9.com.